for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, July the 5th, 2015. Gene Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on the God of Elijah who answers by fire.
We got one of the Lord's young warriors wants to get a word.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Now, this is a powerful word, and I want to share it with everybody. Now, choices that you make, choices you can make that you either go on the devil's side or the Lord. You should choose God because you will die. You will never die. You will never die. But on the Lord's, on God's side, you will never die at all. But on the devil's side, he wants to kill you. But the Lord wants you to not be killed and be with him forever.
That's right.
And remember what Carla said? That was a powerful word.
Amen.
But everything I have, I'm not faking around.
No.
I'm never faking around. And sometimes you want to do bad things that you know you shouldn't do. You watch things or play games or do all that kind of that stuff that you shouldn't do. That's demonic. You might go to hell if you do that stuff.
That's right.
And I don't want none of y'all to go to hell. Because all of y'all are mighty. And another thing that if I go to hell, I will burn for one hour. I will burn forever. And that's why y'all need to stop playing around and go study or do any of God things. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I want y'all to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want y'all to stop faking around, going out and doing all this crazy stuff. I want y'all to stop doing that.
Amen.
Because sometimes all you need to study the book, the word.
Yeah.
You need to study the word. Because my grandma does that a lot. And y'all need to start doing it too.
Amen.
Y'all need to start doing that too. And that's all I have.
All right.
Thank you.
Father, we just thank you. You're a good God. We love you. You know, you're more than enough. You own the cattle of 1,000 hills, and you love your kids. You're the greatest supplier. Lord, you said you've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. We give you the glory for it. We ask you to bless every giver. Bless those. Lord, bless everyone here.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you for their giving their time to your kingdom just by being here. The most awesome treasure that we have to give anybody is time. And Lord, we thank you for a people that would give you their time. Lord, bless them bountifully, thousandfold return. And Lord, give them what they desire as they seek your face. In Jesus' name, we ask you to multiply. Amen. Thank you, Lord. John the Baptist talking, and he said, there's one coming. He said, I'm not, if this paraphrase, I'm not even worthy to unbuckle his shoe. And he said, he's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and in fire. Well, we have a sister coming to give us a word. And she's been baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. And I know that this word is going to change every life here if we press in and listen. Let the word of God reach, touch your heart, and change our lives. Bless her and give her a, give her and the Lord an appreciation. Jesus. Sister
Jean Wick. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh my God. That little young man right there just touched my heart. We may have laughed because it seemed cute and funny, but that's a prophetic word that just went forth. It was a prophetic word, and I hope that you caught that word tonight. Amen? You stand with me, please. I want to release the power of God, which we already know that He's in this place. And repeat after me. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy and scatter him in the name of Jesus. Lord, power and might are released from your hand and you rule over your enemies in the name of Jesus. The power of your anger is released against the power of darkness. In the name of Jesus. I release the power and authority of the Lord now against all demons I encounter in the name of Jesus Christ. Now give him a hand. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I once again come humbly before you. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach to your people today, Lord God. Lord, I ask today, Lord, as John 30 says, that you must increase so I can decrease, Lord. Now, Lord, I just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And, Lord, I just praise you right now, Lord God, for what you're about to do. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God, for just having us here today, Lord God, because you could have had us somewhere else. But you chose this night for a purpose, and I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, it's an honor to be here tonight, and I give God the praise for it. What I want to talk to you tonight about, my subject is the God of Elijah, who answered by fire. That's the God of Elijah, who answered by fire. I'm not going to read the whole 1 Kings. On your own time, you can go and read what King's talking about, 1 Kings talking about. But I want you to turn with me tonight, 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and we're going to read verse 30 through 39. That's 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, verse 30 through 39. And before we read that, I just want to share something with you. Just want to read a little word to you. At the time of Israel transitioning, a sign was given that speaks prophetically of a sign that would be given in the near future. It was a face off of Mount Carmel between Elijah, God, and Baal. I looked up the word Carmel. What does that mean? Fruitful field, the garden with fruit and trees, oak, pine, myrtle, honeysuckle. The Lord's harvest field will indeed be fruitful again when the time comes for the great contest between God's servant and the servant of Baal. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to the 30th verse. And Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Verse 31. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. Verse 32. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain two measure of seed. Verse 33. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock, the ox, in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill four barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. Verse 34. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. Verse 35. And the water ran around about the altar and filled the trench with water. 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at that word. 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear, answer me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, He is God. 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 God will not be put to shame in this hour. God came and proved himself that he will not be put to shame. This turning of Israel's heart back again was the subject of Elijah's prayer. God is calling us back to Elijah. So will the real Elijah stand up today? Amen? When Elijah repeated his cry, answer me, twice, he addressed both his present time and that is which is to come. The 12 stones make up the altar, representing the 144,000 sons of Israel. 12,000 from each tribe, as the stones were one for each tribe. When it says Jacob was the one to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, your name should be Israel. And you will find that in Genesis, the 32 chapter, verse 38, where it says, your name should no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thy power with God and with men, and has prevailed. And I say to you today, some of our names need to be changed.
Amen.
In order to go to that next step in Jesus Christ. Some of the names that we have even given our kids, we need to change those names. Because names mean something. Yes. Names have power.
Yes.
And if God had to change Israel, then what you think about ourselves? I looked up the word prince in the Webster Dictionary. And what does that mean? The son of a king, of imperial, or the issue of a warrior family, as prince of the blood. If you turn to 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 9, and I'm going to get to the meat of where I'm going, and it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then I looked it up also in the Amplified Bible, and it says, but you are a chosen race. It did not say that we were a chosen white. We wasn't a chosen black. He said we are a chosen race. A royal priesthood. A dedication, a dedicated nation. God's own purchase. Special people. Set apart. That you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. He has called all of us out of darkness into his marvelous light today. The prophet Elijah challenged the enemy of the God who answered by fire into a spiritual contest. 450 false prophets were gathered against Elijah. The God who was to win was the God who would answer by fire. Elijah prayed for God to let it be known today that you are God in Israel. Elijah was God's servant. We are living in a time that God is about to show who is the boss.
Amen. Amen.
The devil has not won this fight.
Amen.
The God of Elijah is getting ready to answer by fire.
Amen.
And we better get ready to be in position to receive what God has for us. As I looked at that young man who just came up here and said, I had a prophetic word, that touched my heart. Because the Bible says, out of babes come wisdom. And see, we should have gotten some wisdom out of this baby tonight. And if he were bold enough to come up here and give us a prophetic word, we should be bold enough to receive what God has given him. God don't always want to use an adult person. God can use whoever he pleased tonight. We have been here, I think is this the fourth day? Thursday, Friday, Saturday? This is the fourth day. And we are getting at the end of the camp. And I know each and every one of you have been tremendously blessed. But I know God want to take you to another level in him. And I know he want to take you into this place that you've been asking him to do. So I say to you today, as I release the prophetic word upon this place tonight, that God is going to use you mightily if you open up your eyes and your ears and you receive everything that you receive from this camp. And if he allows you to come to this camp, then you must take everything that he has given you and apply it to your life. Because we are living in a time, saints, that God is about to come.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
We live in a day and time where people serve gods of self. Materialism,
yeah.
Recreation,
yeah.
And pleasure more than we serve the God of heaven. And he's not pleased. He wants all the glory.
Yes,
he wants it all tonight.
Amen.
The same mentality that drives the world today has invaded the church. And the church has accepted it. And they're going along as if God is there. But I say to you tonight that Ichabod has been in the churches.
Yeah.
Amen.
Which means God has departed from the church.
Yes.
And the church is going on as if he is there and he's not there anymore.
Right.
God wants us to know today that he is still God. No matter what we see in our eyes and what's going on around us, he is still God. He will not change. He is the same God yesterday as he is today. He hasn't forgotten the investment he made in us. And like he called Israel back to himself on Mount Carmel, he wants to call his people back to him. Elijah was in training for preparation for this task. And some of you are here are in training and in preparation. And you don't quite understand what you're going through. You pray, you fasted. And nothing has lifted. But if you keep the mind and be steadfast and unmovable and trust that God is going to bring you through, you will understand the season and the timing that you are in.
Amen.
If you don't give up.
Amen.
Elijah was in training, as I said before, in preparation. All the training, all the trials, and the trusting has been to bring Elijah to the place where he could stand in the pure power of God. Some of you today have been praying, Lord, I want more power. I want more anointing. I want to see your glory.
Yes.
You have to go through to get the anointing.
Yes.
And a lot of us just wanted to just fall from heaven and not go through anything. But we have to go through to get the anointing.
Yes.
The great men and women that went before us went through some things.
Yes.
And we have to go through as well. Elijah had to have strong faith and courage.
Yes.
But he was prepared by the Lord for a task such as this. In fact, it was time for Elijah to prove that he was called for the mission. Can you say that you are truly called for the mission that God has given you? Are you prepared for the mission that God has given you? We must be prepared for the mission. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 39, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God." Baal have to bow down to Jesus Christ. Every idol have to bow down to the name of Jesus Christ. And the people will know, as Elijah prayed, that he was his servant and that he did all those things at his command. Elijah, God, answer him by fire. What can the God that answered by fire do? What can he do? Who is this God? On Mount Carmel, the God of Elijah answered by fire and destroyed the Jezebel and false prophets provoking Elijah. The God of Elijah who answered by fire is no longer going to tolerate the false prophets. He will no longer tolerate the false prophets. He will begin to expose the fake.
Yeah.
On Mount Carmel, the God of Elijah answered by fire and silenced the troubles of Israel. God wants to silence the troubles in your life today. The God of Elijah who answered by fire and fought for Elijah. The God of Elijah will fight for you tonight. The same God that fought for Elijah is ready to fight for you tonight. The God of Elijah answered by fire and opened the heavens. The God of Elijah is ready to open the heavens for you. He's ready to give you an open heaven if you're ready to receive it tonight. He is a God of Elijah who answered effectual, fervent prayer. He is a God of Elijah who is ready to open the heavens and release the abundance of rain. If you believe that, then you can receive that tonight, because he can do any and everything that he wants to do. He is a God of Elijah who is ready to silence every power claiming to be God. The fake, the ones who claim that they is God, the ones who claim that he has risen and don't even know him.
Amen.
He's getting ready to show himself mightily to the church.
Amen.
He is a God who is ready to show all other gods and idols that he is God Almighty.
Amen.
Everything that we are seeing around us has not caught him by surprise.
Amen.
He is a God of Elijah.
Yes.
Who places his arm on his servant and give them supernatural powers.
Amen.
He wants to release the supernatural into your lives tonight. He is the God of Elijah who is ready to send the fire of the Lord and consume sacrifices of the people. He is the God of Elijah who is ready to defend his people and defeat the enemy. You are his people and he's ready to defeat your enemy tonight. He is the God of Elijah who is ready to slaughter the false prophets. Now you ask yourself, how do you get the attention of a God as Elijah did? Number one, you must be a troublemaker for God. Are you willing to be a troublemaker for God? Elijah was willing to trouble the troubles of Israel. Are you willing to do that? Because if you are not willing to be a troublemaker for God, then who are you a troublemaker for? You're right, sweetheart. You are so right. You must be bold and courage. In these days and times, you better walk in authority and power and be bold. Because the devil is not playing. Elijah was not afraid of Jezebel and the 450 prophets. But nowadays, if somebody claims that they're coming to get you, you pack your bag and leave your city. Because you stand and trust that the God of Elijah, who answered by fire, will fight my battle. That I got enough power to stand to fight the enemy today. Do you have enough power? I was told one time, do you have enough power to kill a cockroach? I'm like, what? I got a shoot, a broom. But we are living in a time, and I'm telling you, saints, that you better pray for power, anointing, God to give you strength to go through what you need to go through. You must know Him. You must know Him. Who is Him? The living God who answered Elijah by fire. You must have a relationship with Him. You must know Him for yourself. We are living in a time that you no longer can ride on somebody else's prayer. You're going to have to know Him for yourself. And if you don't know Him, I challenge you today to know Him. Get to know Him. He's waiting. His arms are open wide. Come, come now, while the time is near. Elijah knew if he called on God, God would surely answer by fire. I challenge you tonight. If you call on God tonight, in your heart, are you sure that He will answer you tonight? Why have some prayers have not been answered? Why are some prayers still sitting 20 years ago? Ask yourself. You must be a prayer warrior. We have to spend time in prayer. No longer a 2-3-4 minute prayer will do it. We got to get back to the basics. We got to get back in our closets. And we got to pray and spend time with God. We don't want, no longer wants to get up 3, 4, and 5 o'clock in the morning. When the alarm go off, we hit the snooze button. We hit the snooze button again. We hit the snooze button again. And God is tugging you and saying, get up, my daughter. Get up, my son. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Get up. I want to tell you something. God is speaking every day, every minute, every hour, every second. But are we listening? Are we listening? Elijah prayed. And he did not stop praying until there was abundant rain. Prayer shapes in us a God-centered perspective. Elijah were persistent in prayer. Are you persistent in prayer? Do you just say a little prayer, Lord, bless me, Lord God, continue to touch me and strengthen me in Jesus' name? Do you spend time with Him? Do you pray? In James, you can turn to James, the 5th chapter, verse 16 through 18. And I'll be coming out of the Amplified Bible. That's James, the 5th chapter, verse 16 through 18. Verse 16 reads, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and prayer also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. 17. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have with feelings, just like us, affection, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain. And no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. 1 Kings 17:1. Verse 18. And then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. And you'll find that in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, verse 42 through 45. I believe there are truths in this message when I'm speaking to you tonight. That we have to learn to be like Elijah. We have to understand and know who we dealing with, what we dealing with, but most importantly, be able to get a prayer through. I want to talk a little bit about also power and authority. Because this goes together with what I'm teaching you tonight about. If all of you have, is just the anointing, and you don't have much authority, you won't have much happening. When Jesus called his disciples, he gave them two things. In Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 1 through 3, it reads that he gave them all power and authority over devils, to cure diseases, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, and to heal the sick. It takes power and authority to do those things. We want the power, but we don't yearn after the authority. Power and authority goes hand in hand. Just like we don't want the prophetic, but we want the deliverance. But deliverance and the prophetic go hand in hand as well. God wants to use his prophetic people because we are prophetic people. He wants to use us tonight. It takes power and authority to do the things, to do those things. Every place Jesus told them to heal the sick, he also told them to cast out devils. In fact, he told them to deal with the devil first and then heal the sick.
That's right.
So we must deal with the devil first and then we can heal the sick. Once you deal with the devil, diseases have to go. They no longer can stay there. But you must know your power and your authority in Jesus Christ. You must get to the root of a disease, of a sickness. Otherwise, you are just cutting something off. If you don't get to the root of it, it will grow back. And I'm taking my time because I want you to understand where I'm coming from. And I really want this message to penetrate your heart and understand how the God of Elijah can answer by fire. What do I need to do to get this type of anointing to rest upon my life? Well, I can call on the God of Elijah to answer my situation. We need to see the Word of God as a manual of operation. It is our tool of guidance on this earth. It is not just a storybook or a good book to read that we can shout, jump, and holler. It is not just a good book that says we can go to heaven someday. It is a manual for us to be successful and move into the eternal realm today, right now, this present moment. It is a manual of operation for operating in the supernatural. Let me read that again. It is a manual of operation for operating in the supernatural. We should no longer just want to get by. We should always want to move in the supernatural. When you move in the supernatural, you begin to see things in a different way. That's another level on God. Amen? You are not just going to be supernatural when you get to heaven. You are supernatural now. Right now, this very present moment. If you can operate in the supernatural realm now, there is nothing in the natural that can stop you. You will overcome every disease, every sickness, every poverty, every lack, and every attack. It doesn't matter what the devil does, he will never win against you if you are fully equipped. Are you fully equipped tonight? Think about it. If you're operating out of the supernatural, no disease, no lacking, wow, you would truly be powerful in God. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 9 through 12. And it reads, "But as it is written, natural eye have not seen, nor natural ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, and the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man? No man. But the Spirit of God, now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Natural eyes cannot perceive heavenly things. If you are waiting to see Jesus with your natural eye, you probably never will. Don't expect to see heavenly things in an earthly dimension. You have to see heavenly things in a heavenly dimension. You have to have heaven eyes, spiritual eyes, to see into the heavenly dimension. I challenge you today to ask for a pair of heavenly eyes where you can see in the spirit realm. I don't know who said this, but somebody said, if you can see what is attached to you in the spirit realm, you would not be able to stand it. We need to ask God for spiritual eyesight today. We want to see, we need to see in the spirit realm. If you do not have natural eyes, you can't see the natural realm. If you don't have spiritual eyes, you cannot see in the spirit realm. The word says that your whole family can be saved tonight.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
The word says that you are prosperous. Do you believe that?
Yes.
The word says that you are healthy people tonight. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You are wealthy people. You are wise people. Do you believe what the word says?
Yes.
The word says you are more than a conqueror. You are victorious people tonight. You are chosen generation, set apart. The word says that you are anointed by God. This is what the word says. The word says that you have a future tonight. You have hope. You have a destiny. When you see that in the spirit that you are somebody, you see well. Because if you can see yourself in heavenly places, if you can see yourself healed, then you are healed. Can you see your healing? I don't think I gave this testimony here at Lake Hamilton, but in 1996, I was out jogging one day, and when I looked at my chest, I had blood all over my chest. I ran home, went in my bathroom, looked at myself, and blood was just coming all out of my right breast. I began to fall on my knees and pray. I knew God, but not like I thought I knew him. I began to cry out to Jesus, and I heard the instructions on what I needed to do. I did what the Holy Spirit said. I anointed myself. I prayed. I trusted and I believed. I went to church and I asked the church to pray. I didn't go all into detail. I went to see my doctor the next day. They did a biopsy. I prayed and I called on the name of Jesus. And I told the Lord this: if you heal me, because I saw myself healed, I will serve you with my whole heart and soul. And I will trust you. I made a vow, and I stand on that vow today. When the doctor got ready to cut me, no cancer was ever there. I can honestly stand before you now and I cannot show you where I was cut at. The doctor told me he never seen the flesh healed the way that this healed. That was supernatural. And God wants to do a supernatural thing in your life today. It's time out for just getting by. Just get it by. It's going to come a time, saints, that you're not going to be able to get on the phone and call somebody to pray for you. You're going to have to know him for yourself. You're not going to be able to get on the phone and call that friend or your pastor to help you get a prayer through. You're going to have to learn to get your prayer through yourself. We already living in this time. It ain't coming. It's already here. It's here now, saints. God wants to do a new thing in us tonight. I cried out to God. I said, Lord, what did you want me to give your people? I don't know. You know. I have the slightest idea. But I have a humble heart who's ready to listen to your instructions on what to give. When I was preparing this message, the Lord, the God of Elijah who answered by fire, I said, Lord, if this is a timing message, if this is what your people need to know, he said, yes. Tell them. Give it to them. So I say to you tonight, don't let this moment pass you by. Tomorrow is not promised. This very second is not promised. I want to share something else with you. I lost my sister this January, who was very dear to me. December of 2013, she had a stroke. God healed and raised her up. My husband and I went to visit her in Jacksonville, Florida, December of last year. We planned to stay there for a few days and then go to my sister, my other sister's house. But the Holy Spirit woke me up one night and told me, I want you to stay here the entire time. And I want you to serve her. And I want you to give her whatever she asks for. I want you to lay it out on the table for Christmas. I want you to bless your sister. So I told my husband, I said, you know, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and told me not to leave this house. He told me to serve my sister. So I began to serve her and lay everything out, whatever her heart desired. But the strangest thing that I saw, that I didn't see my sister do since we was little girls. My mother taught us to always get on our knees and pray. I don't care how old you is. And I'm 50-something years old, and I still get on my knees and pray in the morning and at night. It's embedded in me, and I can't do it no other way. But anyway, I woke up in the middle of the night and saw my sister on her knees. She was crying out to Jesus, and I heard, save me, Lord. Save my soul. I want to know you. Save me, please, please, please. I kept quiet. I listened to her. I tapped my husband, and I told him, I said, I never seen her respond like that. Something is happening. I got ready to leave 2 days later. She told me, she said, can you stay for 2 more days? I told her, I said, no, I have to get back, but I will get back with you. I called my sister that Friday after I left, and I asked her, I said, sister, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm kind of bored, but I'm here with my grandbaby, and I'm just spending time with him. So I just blessed her, and I said, I'll get back with you on Sunday. Sunday, around 1 o'clock, we had over 100 birds land in our backyard. You could even see the grass. My husband said, "Home, something prophetically is happening in the spirit realm. But when the birds come, they come to bring news." 30 minutes later, my older sister called and said, Pat had another stroke. They rushed my sister to the hospital. I got there that Monday morning. They transferred her to hospice that night. She died that Wednesday. Why am I telling you this? Because tomorrow is not promised. I saw a sister who was giving her life to Jesus. who submitted her entire being to the Lord. The day that we had her funeral, Kerna preached the funeral. The church was packed from the front to the back. We had an altar call at the funeral, and over 100 people came to the altar. It was unheard of. It is still being talked about today. It's been posted out there on world media. Over 100 people. I had to quit grieving about my sister and step into deliverance mode. I was casting out demons at the funeral. I told my husband, I said, I did not expect this. I said, but God said, be so ever ready. I mean, the demons was popping everywhere. We couldn't even get to all of the people. But to make a long story short, what I'm trying to say to you tonight, be ready.
Yes.
When he comes. There's time out for playing, as the baby says. God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And he is judging the heart of man. That's what he's after. He's after that heart of yours. And if you are not right, it's time to get right. It's time out for putting on a false face. It's time out for that. It's time out for trying to fool everybody. Because God sees everything and knows everything about us. But before I end, I want to take us through some prophetic decrees tonight. And I want you to just stand with me. And you can repeat after me. And this prayer is releasing the fire of God. Because I believe tonight that we need the fire of God released in our lives tonight. In order to have the fire of God, we got to ask for it. We got to ask God to help us tonight. Amen?
Yes.
Raise your hand up before the Lord and just repeat after me. Your throne, O Lord, is like a fiery flame. You are the God that answers by fire. A fire goes before you, O Lord, and burns up your enemies in the city. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release your fire in the city and burn up the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I am baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Your fire, O Lord, is my hand to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Your fire, O Lord, burn in my eyes, my heart, my belly, my mouth, my feet. Your fire burns in my tongue to preach and prophesy. I have received the tongues of fire. I have received the tongues of fire. Your word is preached with fire. I am a minister of fire. I am delivered by your fire. Your fire protects me and covers me. I release the fire of God to burn up the idols of the city in the name of Jesus. The works of witchcraft and occultism in the city are burned in your fire, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you have purified my life with your fire. Your fire is released in Zion, in my city. The spirit of lust and perversion are destroyed by fire. Release the fire in my family, in my ministry, in my church, in my city, in my nation, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of burning is released in the city. It burns up the work of darkness. In the name of Jesus, your flame burns up the wicked spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your glory kindles a burning like the burning of fire. Your glorious voice Heal us tonight, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. We receive the fire, Lord. Let your fire, Lord, rain down on your people. Rain down on your people, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Now let me pray prophetically over this. I pray for the floodgates of heaven to open up now over the lives of the people. The heavens were created to be a blessing to the people's life. Receive the rain, the blessings from heaven now upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens drop dew now upon each and every person's life here tonight. The heavens drop at the presence right now in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, show your wonders in the heavens for your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let God arrive and let their enemies be scattered tonight, Lord. Lord God, fill them with your fire right now in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, we claim the victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we claim it right now for your people, Lord. Lord, fill them, Lord, prophetically with your word. Lord God, increase, Lord God, their prayer life tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that your holy fire will burn up the things that are not like you tonight, Lord God, and that you will scatter the enemy right now in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Lord, fill them with your holy fire. Fill them with your holy fire. Let them feel it in their feet. Let them feel it in their hearts. Let them feel it upon their heads tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we claim it tonight, Lord God. We claim the victory tonight, Lord God. Now, we give you the praise, the honor, the glory in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we thank you right now. Give him praise, give him honor, give him glory. The glory is due to him tonight in Jesus Christ's name. He wants it all tonight, saints. He wants it all tonight. He wants it all tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now give him the praise. If you want prayer, or you just want the fire of God again released in your life, come up here tonight. Come forth if you want me to pray with you. I can ask Carla and Jerry if they like to come up and help me. And I love to pray with you tonight. If you feel that your fire is burnt out and you want the flame back on fire, come forth now. We ask God to release the fire again in your life. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.